Old and in the Way, Sisters. Laugh and Learn with me, Janet.
And me, Nancy.
The Bitchin' Sisters. As we tell it like it is, the way it was back then and the mess we're in now.
We're growing old in a new world with skyrocketing costs, crazy fashions, changing norms. And I have to remind you, with limited time left, we've got some practical ideas that might work for you.
And we definitely have some opinions that you might have too.
We'll entertain you and inform you. Let's look back at how it was and ahead to what's coming.
And if you're young, maybe you can learn something from your elders. Supposedly we're wise, but we've definitely been there and done that.
Yep.
Well, in a former podcast, my sister Nancy said she had read a book, and I was kind of amazed. I didn't know she could read.
Oh,
but
for God's sake.
She's younger than I am, you know, and it took her. Anyway, but I recently read a book by John Sanford called Toxic Prey, and it was about you could say a mad scientist, but a doctor who believed in the Gaia concept, which I believe means the Earth is a living organism and everything works together, you know, that it is all alive. And this doctor, this scientist, was afraid that the world was dying because of overpopulation.
Yeah. I remember my other half read that book, and he even talked about that.
It
makes you think, doesn't it?
It was kind of an out there kind, you know. Then he was combining measles and, I can't think of the other, Marburg. He was combining them somehow, and he was going to let this loose on the world. And he had other people who were willing to maybe even die to do this. They had a plan to do this.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, half the population of the world would die off, and maybe there would be a chance for the Earth to go on. So it made me think, not that I haven't thought about this before. I was a naive young newlywed when Richard Nixon asked me to do my part to solve the world's overpopulation problem.
What do you mean?
And we're talking 60 years ago, or more or less, because he said people should only reproduce them, like each person could reproduce one person. So we had two children because we wanted to do our part.
Well, kind of like in China.
Where they had the one child thing, but we had two children thanks to birth control. Problem solved? I don't think so. Now, since then, the world's population has skyrocketed. Even I, with my two children, spawned 8 grandchildren and 5 great-grandchildren. So start doing the math. This can't go on. I am not a survivalist, but I do live in a very way out of the place, very out of the way place. I live in an old log cabin in the woods in the suburbs of a town of 750 people in Wisconsin. I can barely see the road through the dense foliage. I can't see a single light at night. I feel like I am in paradise.
Yes.
People pay millions for this.
I even bring my friends over to their house because it's such a unique place.
So when you see a meme on Facebook with a picture of an idyllic scene asking, could you live here? Well, that's where I live. So maybe that's why when I'm in a plane over Chicago or New York and look down from a distance and see the ocean of people, buildings, cars, stuff, I practically have a panic attack. Too many people. And I'm one of them. Yet none of us can make a difference. We can do our silly little things, composting, recycling, eating organic, you know, that sort of thing. But when you're in a plane, you can see how useless these gestures are. The human monster has created a world that has a life of its own. It's unstoppable. It's unsustainable. It devours resources, poisons the land and oceans. How can it continue? all of it, the food supply, the gas, the electricity, the container ships, trains, trucks, everything.
Wow, you've really thought about this.
Yeah. The climate is changing. Bees are dying. People are leaving their homes. The ocean is full of plastic. I mean, this sounds...
Well, this is depressing.
I know. Yeah. But at some point, and we all know the time is coming, there will be a comeuppance. Something's going to blow or disappear or change or melt or freeze. And one thing will lead to another. Dominoes. When you live out here, you say, the hordes in the cities everywhere will suffer the most. But then some of them will venture out from the dying cities in search of food, air, water, or heat. They'll reach my home in paradise.
Oh, no.
Yes, this is what I have in my future. Well, dystopian is the word used to describe this deterioration of our culture. There are lots of novels about this certain future.
I'm not reading that one.
No, I don't know, but I don't read them either. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm just an occasional airplane passenger. From a distance, the world looks like an accident waiting to happen.
You know, just in point, this Saturday I listened to Michael Smirkanish, and he was interviewing a guy, and he said that it used to be that most people who died were under 1 year old. Yeah. And now we live to age 85 or 90. And he was saying what we need to do in order to live that long. Obviously, you know, your health habits, no, not becoming a cigarette, walking cigarette. That's the way I always say it. And he said that we need to rethink our careers and working until we're 70, because if we're going to live to 80, 90, and in order to do that, we need to save our money more, too. So those are just some ways to keep yourself alive. Well,
oh, that all sounds great. I can't, you know, I'm sorry that I'm so young that I can't just do this, but I'm beyond that. Yeah. Well, it's, I think about it because we have kids. We have grandkids.
Yes.
And I look out and I see the animals, and I see the animals trying to cross the road. Yeah. Okay, then.
Well, have a good day.
Yeah, it's great. It's been great talking. Nancy and I come to you twice a month with new episodes. Some are funny, some are serious, some are just our crazy opinions. We hope you enjoy our show. Music by Hall and Sidnor.
Mama gets. Bump, bump.